Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April 7, 2009. Israeli police kill a Palestinian youth in Jerusalem, and the military kidnaps 12 civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday at midday, Israeli border police shot dead a Palestinian driver in the Subaher neighbourhood of East Jerusalem, whilst bulldozers demolished a Palestinian family home in the area. Palestinian sources said that Azmi Ewizat, 20, was driving his car near a police checkpoint in a Palestinian-dominated neighbourhood when officers opened fire and killed him. Mohammed Amira, 20, who was in the car with him, was critically injured in the incident. Israeli police sources said the two men were trying to run down police with the car and that this caused the officers to open fire. Israeli border police are well known for their brutality towards Palestinians. Police and troops surrounded the Subaher neighbourhood early on Tuesday morning, as the Israeli authorities had chosen today to carry out the demolition of the home of Hussam Doyet, who was killed last July when he attacked Israelis with a bulldozer, killing three. During the demolition, Israeli forces attacked members of the Doyet family and forced them from their home. The parents of Hussam sustained light injuries and were moved to a nearby hospital for treatment. Earlier this month, the Israeli court had given the green light to the Israeli army to demolish the Doyet home. The Israeli government says that destroying homes of attackers will deter future attacks. Elsewhere, at least 12 Palestinian men were kidnapped on Tuesday during pre-dawn Israeli military invasions which targeted the southern West Bank city of Hebron and nearby villages. Local sources said that Israeli troops invaded and searched homes in the old city of Hebron, Dura and Yatta villages and the nearby Al-Fuar refugee camp. Witnesses said troops took the men to an Atzion military base for interrogation. The army said all those kidnapped are on their wanted list. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dave Thompson and Ghassan Banora.